1 John chapter 3. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of Elohim. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are the sons of Elohim, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man who has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also transgresses the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin, whoever sins has not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you, he who does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Elohim was manifested, so that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever is born of Elohim does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of Elohim. In this the children of Elohim are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whoever does not do righteousness is not of Elohim, neither he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and killed his brother. And why did he slay him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's, righteous. Do not marvel, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love the brothers. He who does not love his brother, abides in death. Whoever hates his brother, is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we perceive the love of Elohim, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But he who has this world's good, and sees his brother have need, and shuts up his heart of compassion from him, how does the love of Elohim dwell in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, Elohim is greater than our heart, and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, then we have confidence towards Elohim. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Yeshua the Messiah, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he who keeps his commandments, dwells in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us.